another episode of Survey Says. My name is Mel. I'm a 20-year-old radio student here in Sydney and the host and creator of this amazing podcast, if I do say so myself. Joining me today to express his thoughts and wonderful opinions along with me, I have Ty Drew.
Hi.
The iconic, the fashion specialist, the just iconic human here at TAFE. You upgraded over the holidays.
I did upgrade over the holidays.
You've come back with the belly button piercing
and higher eyebrows.
And eyebrows like no other. So I feel like you are the perfect guest to have on this episode.
Okay, I'm excited.
The theme is questionable fashion trends.
Ooh.
So we get
to
talk
about...
I find
a lot of things questionable.
So amazing. So you'll have a lot of opinions, a lot of things to say. So that is what we want. So this podcast is actually a part of an online zine that we are creating together, along with a few other people.
Scan Me Zine.
Do you want to, let's just chat about it for a bit, because from listeners, I've heard that they don't actually understand what the hell it is.
Well, Scan Me Zine is our little media project, and it's basically just this little zine that we're putting together with loads of like youth culture type content.
Yeah. Human interest stories, for example. What are yours?
Well, I'm doing one on sex work via social media, which, you know, it's a little feature article that I'll be writing for the zine. And I'm also doing, you know, some gig reviews, some stuff like that. So we've got a pretty, like, diverse mix.
Yeah, and one on my pole dancing as well.
One on Mel's pole dancing.
Mel's pole dancing.
Plus a lot of, like, Emily's opinion pieces and Maddie's little reviews.
She's got some movie reviews.
It's going to be hot.
It is going to be absolutely amazing.
It's super duper hot.
So if you want to find out anything about that or read the articles or keep updated on our project, you can go to scanmezine.wordpress.com.
We love a WordPress.
We do love a WordPress. We also love an intro to this podcast, as I do every other time. For Survey Says, I release a new survey every week with questions surrounding a different theme every time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public, and then I get the pleasure of sharing them with you.
Us.
We get the pleasure of sharing them with you. There is a new episode every fortnight on Wednesday mornings. So if you're listening to this at 7 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, good morning. I hope you have a good week. Happy hump day.
Oh, is that Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesdays is hump day because in the middle of the week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the next survey after this episode is posted on my website the day after an episode goes up. So tomorrow, the next survey for the next episode will go up. But I don't know what the theme will be. So bear with me. You'll find out then.
I'm excited. I'm going to take it.
Please do. I don't think you've done any of the surveys yet.
I have. I didn't do this one though because I wanted to be surprised.
Okay, well, good. It's a surprise it will be.
Ooh.
So go to surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com and subscribe to my blog to get updates and see when I post the survey or any other content that has to do with this podcast. I'll also post the links on my Twitter, which is at Mel Maltby Radio, and Facebook page, which is also Mel Maltby Radio. So as I said earlier, this week's theme is questionable fashion trends. So let's get straight into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Absolutely amazing. I'll give you a little rundown of the age range. So the questions asked were very fashion trends from the early ooze.
Oh, the ooze.
The ooze and like late 90s.
Oh, we love the ooze.
So the age range that we are in is 18 to 24. And that was where majority of responses came from. Because that's where my friends.
Okay.
Okay. That's where all my friends fit in. But then as well, the second highest age range was 25 to 44, which is the generation above us.
Ooh,
so when we were
44.
Younger. Yeah, like my mum's age.
My mum's older than that.
A lot of mums are older than that. I have a young mum.
Oh, I don't.
There's nothing wrong with that. But yes, that's the generation above us. So when we were young, it was their prime.
Yeah.
I guess. So
I guess.
It's good to have that difference, that different kind of
depends
dynamic.
How you define prime.
Prime. Well, I mean, popular, like these fashion trends
like
were popular when we were young. And so that age range would have had the opportunity to wear them.
Oh, I see.
At the age that we are now.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It's hot.
Alrighty then.
Let's do it.
All right. Question number one is low-rise jeans and G-string.
Oh my God, I love this.
Do you actually like it?
I love this. Coyote Ugly. Coyote Ugly 13.
Yeah.
You know, all the good stuff. like, or just like all the hotties back then were just like showing us their thongs and their low-rise jeans, showing us their hips.
But do you think it was a good idea?
Like, I think it was the best idea.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing low-rise jeans right now with a flare.
But you're not wearing a G-string with it.
Oh, no, I'm not wearing a G-string.
No, see, what do you think of that, see?
Oh, I think that's so hot.
Just not for you.
I would. Maybe later.
Okay.
That involves a lot of shaving.
It does.
It does involve a lot of shaving.
It would. All right. Well, let's see what people answered in the survey.
Oh, I'm not ready. They're going to hate it.
Well,
I'm predicting it. I'm manifesting by
accident.
All right,
yeah. So what do you think?
I think it's a 10 out of 10. I want to see it, you know. Yeah. I would like to see it.
Again. You think it should come back around?
Maybe not come back around, but I love seeing people rock it because it's like, oh, look at you. Because it's like...
Daring.
It's daring. It's sexy. It's okay. Like 13 Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, of course.
Like that kind of thing.
Amazing. And that's like your aesthetic at
that's
the moment.
That's like my everything. That's
all
like,
right. Well, let's see.
What I dream about.
That's what you dream about. Well, let's see what these people dream about or don't dream about.
Oh, my God.
So we've got, I like to keep my privates private.
Oh, do you now?
We do.
I respect that.
And then we've got So someone decided to call themselves Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
Which is Maddie.
Oh, Maddie.
So Maddie's featured in a couple of my episodes now, so you know who she is.
I know Maddie.
We all know Maddie. She says, just sigh. Why would you do that? It looks uncomfortable. Save it for Coachella, honey.
Oh, listen now. Listen now. Don't you say that.
Oh.
Ew, Coachella.
Well,
not
then
a fan.
You'll hate this next one. Gina says, literally, yuck. Who would ever?
Listen, Gina, you sound old. Like,
she's not. She's under 18.
Gina, that name itself, you sound like a Chris Lilley character. Oh. Like, I didn't even want to talk to you.
Die. We've got to be nice.
I'm joking. I love you, Gina.
Shout out to Gina. And then Grace says, it looks like the female version of guys wearing their pants too low to show off the underwear brand and color.
Listen, saggy denim now, okay? Like, give us some Bronx. Like, come on now. Ghetto fabulous.
Ghetto life. She continues to say, boy, if I wanted to know you were wearing black Bonds boxers, I'd ask.
Listen now. Sometimes you don't have to ask.
you just got to look.
Give you a little peek.
It's just right there.
And if you've got, like, great hips and a great ass, why not wear your thong?
Because uncomfortable.
To who?
Me?
To you.
Have you ever worn a G-string?
Maybe not.
No. See, I have. It's very uncomfortable.
Listen now. Listen.
Listen now. Is that your new, like...
That's just, like, that's how I end anything. Like,
and begin.
That's how I begin.
Everything. Well,
it's full circle.
We'll go on to some more answers. Okay. Zen says, looks weird af. Never worn it, but may consider it in the right circumstances.
You see, this is the kind of person I roll with, that open mind. Like,
sure.
You can see it. You can see it. I can see it.
If you can believe it, you can do
it.
You
don't have to do it, but if you can see it,
then that's what
I'm glad we can both see it.
Well, you guys should hang out then.
Oh, maybe.
I'll give you his deets.
Tyra Skanks, TYR4 Skanks on Instagram.
And then Anon says, as a male, I have never worn this, but not a good look on women regardless.
Listen now, don't try and place women in front of me, bitch. Like, I mean, don't try and place women in front of me.
And then the last answers were, never have, never would.
Okay,
El
fair
Mayo.
Enough.
It's so ugly and just looks trashy.
What do you wear? I want to know what you wear. Let me see what you wear right now. Like,
you can go ask her. Emily's right out there.
Oh, Emily.
Emily.
Emily. Love Emily.
And then last one is my older brother, Christian. He goes, G-R-O-S-S. More of a woman than I need to see in my daily life.
Well, isn't he gay?
He's very gay.
Well, that's your fault.
Well.
That sounded so bad. That's your fault.
As you stated and guessed at the beginning of this, you said that everyone would be against it.
I was right.
You were correct. 100% of respondees said nope. It's not a good look.
Listen now, if you've got that Coyote Ugly Tara Banks
okay,
serving
but we
drinks
don't live
dancing
in 2000s
on the bar,
anymore.
Maybe I do.
You do?
I do.
How old are you? 18. When were you born? 2001?
2000.
2000. So you were born...
I was
when
born, like, right
out.
When all that, yeah, like, I just have all
could
this.
Could you imagine babies walking around with G-string and jeans on?
Oh, that's pedophilic. We're not going to go there.
But like, it's fine if you wear it.
It's fine because I'm 18.
Oh, okay, you're not wrong.
Mm.
You're not
legal.
Wrong. Legal.
We know the law.
Well, let's move on to something a bit less controversial.
Ooh.
double denim.
Oh, no. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
See, it's a very...
See, like, I have this vision
split, yeah.
of, like, low-rise flared jeans with, like, a matching crop vest and a white grommet belt and white cowboy boots.
That would go... You would wear that.
I would wear that.
I think you should wear that.
I think that's a vision.
If you don't wear that, I'll be mad.
That was a vision.
It is a vision. It is almost reality.
It's manifesting, it's as happening. They say.
Well, when I asked this question in the survey, I used a picture for reference, which was Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake in their iconic double denim.
Oh, I can get behind that.
Yeah, so I use that. And so a lot of the answers were kind of referring to that. So that's why I say that, too. Mm-hmm. You'll get context. So I personally think double denim is a cute look if you do it right. Mm. I don't feel like I could pull it off.
Yeah, like it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
But you know, I can see it.
But you know what
I'm not here for? I'm not here for like those black denim jeans and blue denim jackets.
Right.
I'm not
mixing
here for
denims.
That.
You're not Oof, down for that?
I'm just not down for it.
That's completely fair enough. I'm here to hear your opinion. So thank you for sharing it with me.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I'm glad.
Let's hear what the listeners had to say. I have an audience now.
You have an audience and I love that.
Oh, you love that for me. All right. So we have. So this is for the people who said, yes, we do like double
denim.
Okay,
I want to hear it.
So we have, I prefer different colored denims, light jacket, dark skirt, for instance. You weren't for that. You didn't like that.
Someone's going to have a problem.
Whoop.
I'm joking.
But then,
give me a ticket?
But then we have double denim is a full on serve. Don't underestimate it.
That's a bit strong, but you know, like, I like that you feel that.
Yeah, which it's good.
I really appreciate that you feel that.
And then Grace says, worn all the time. Maybe just without the denim hat, shoes and top. But Australian winters call for jeans and a denim jacket with a wool lining.
Mm.
I do enjoy those denim with the wool in the...
Look, I can see
that's
it.
Cute, yeah.
I like the corduroy ones with the wool lining.
Yeah.
I think that's cute.
That's a new... That's like now. That's
think,
the trends
yeah, I
now.
I think that's like hot on a guy. I feel like I see
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then Declan says, there is a time and place. Some people can really pull it off. Anon says, when styled right, it is a very trendy look. JT didn't do a great job in that photo, though.
Listen, maybe Britney.
Maybe when you... Wasn't there like a cowboy hat in there as
I
well?
I love that. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hashtag like, yeehaw forever.
Yeehaw, like, I really like that. That's really hot.
Yeah. And then Christian says... Love it, but like, I mean, new double denim. Ooze double denim was gross-ish. Referring back to the picture.
Ugh, listen now.
You just have to do it right. Let's listen to what people say no. Why, what they
That's what
say.
They say against it.
What they say
it.
Against it. There we go. English. We can talk today. Dave says, never worn it. I stick out in a crowd too much as it is. He's 6'7", by the way.
Oh, that's very tall.
Yeah. He goes on to say, you'd think it would appeal to those of us with borderline OCD, yet it's so ghastly. Even us order freaks can't stand it. That's fair.
That's fair. I feel like that's fair.
And then Zen says, never worn it, never would, big no, unless you're Britney and JT. He's really against it.
Look, you know, like sometimes you just are against it and I feel that, but like I have my exceptions.
Yeah, fair enough. Me too. I feel the same. And then Leah says, just simply too much blue.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Unless it's not blue.
But like, would you wear a cohort set of just blue stuff?
Maybe. There'd have to be something to break it up.
It would have to be denim, I feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, something to break it up, I understand. Yeah, I get that.
That's the white belt and cowboy boots.
Yes! And the hat. Don't forget the hat.
Oh, the hat. I need to find a cowboy hat.
So the final results were, there was quite a difference in it, or not, like quite a difference as in there was an obvious majority. So 69.2% said, yep, we like double denim. And then 30.8% said, nep.
Okay, look, that's fair.
Yeah. I think, yeah, if you do it right, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then go die of embarrassment.
Look.
Up to you.
Never die of embarrassment. Just wear it. And do, like, just do it.
It's like that saying, would you rather, like, in the future, would you rather look back and say, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, or, oh, I wish I did that.
I can't believe I did that. I
exactly.
love that. But right. I could believe I did that.
Once upon a time, I could believe I did that. All right, moving on to question number 3, jeans underneath skirts.
Oh, I, like, love that.
I definitely 100% wore this when I was a kid.
Like, I just love it. That. It just reminds me so much of, like, 2007 yeah. Ashley Tisdale walking down the carpet.
Yeah, the red carpet, all the Disney Channel stars just rocking.
Hilary Duff? Oh, my God.
We love
she
Hilary
did
Duff.
That.
Yeah.
That makes me want to come with a little funky flowy skirt and some jeans.
And flats with a little
oh, yeah, the little kitten heels.
And... like,
and, like, frosted lips.
Yes.
And really bad eyeshadow. I love that.
And streaks, blonde
maybe,
streaks.
Maybe a couple.
Well, let's have a look at what some people in the survey said. So this is what people who said yes said. Ooh. I've never worn a skirt over jeans, but often tie a jacket around my waist that looks like a skirt.
I also do that.
Yeah. But, like, that's fine. It's
just
not a skirt.
Like, yeah, when you're wearing low-rise jeans, you're going to need to tie something around
yes,
there.
Yes, that's
be
very
safe.
True. But then he says, it's not offensive. My daughter rocked this look between the ages of 3 and 5.
You see, that,
but that's
I
the
love
point.
That.
See, that's the point. The younger, like, it's okay when you're younger. Like, when she was young, like, I did it when I was little.
I wish I did it when I was little.
And that was 13 years ago.
13, the lucky number.
We love that. Taylor Swift's lucky number as
Ooh,
well.
I know.
I always end up talking about Taylor Swift in
Look,
this podcast.
My favorite movie is called 13, so.
It's Taylor Swift's lucky number. I'm
and Taylor Swift, obviously.
Taylor Swift actually released a new single, if you didn't know. If you don't
We're not
going to
talk about that.
Every social media.
Amel has not stopped singing that, and I have, like, a brain hemorrhage from it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Kelly says, as long as it's not a tight skirt that shows weird bumps.
Ooh.
We don't want that.
Maybe not on top of jeans.
Yeah.
But a bodycon skirt looks good on someone.
Yeah,
some
of course. Just not, yeah, like I feel like on jeans it would show all the wrinkles and it just wouldn't look nice.
I'm going to go put a skirt over these jeans when I get home. Like,
send me a pic, please.
Who's going to stop me?
And then Leah says, only if you're cold. Don't think it's a good look though, which it's not a good look.
These people are not brave with their choices.
Well, they're actually the older people who answered the survey. They don't like it. Sorry, they do like it.
Look now, our generation, just be braver.
So these are some of the answers from people who said no. We've got, I never understood wearing two types of bottoms. It just baffles my mind. Pick one or the other.
Don't tell me what to do.
Fair though. Gina says, okay, I used to wear tights under culottes for school. Sorry, culottes.
Culottes
for school. They're fun. We have them at H&M.
Ooh. What's trendy. A culotte?
A culotte. It's like... flared at the bottom almost. They kind of just like go out, but they're not flared. They're just like wide leg. And then to continue, Grace says, this was such a 1990s trend that I loved because it was always worn by the sweet and pretty female in every rom-com.
Yeah, you see, I like that. Yeah. I like the movie comparisons.
Yeah. Zen says, unequivocally, no, looks completely wrong. Well, you weren't a female in the 2000s, so you don't know.
You don't know.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, a.k.a. Maddie.
Mad Dog.
Says, I wore it as a child, but hey, I had no fashion sense then, just like every early 2000s kid. But unless you live in Canada, there is no need for that level of layering. She just... How is Canada the coldest country that comes to mind?
I don't know.
Like, Antarctica is right there.
I'd love to go to Quebec.
Quebec, is that in Canada?
Montreal, yeah.
I love Canada. I've never been, but it looks very pretty.
Looks
I'm part
so,
Canadian.
It looks sexy. Actually. Oh, are you part Canadian?
Yeah, my grandma's Canadian. Oh. And then Anon says, nope, nope. Emily says, very ooze. Definitely wore in my youth, but it has no place in a trendy 2019 world.
Look, there's just too much concern with being trendy. Like, just do it. If you want to.
If you want to get back in that time, if you want to relive your childhood, go for it.
Look, or if you just want to look a little crazy, I love that.
Yeah, we do love that.
A little quirky.
But to finish things off, the final answer for no was my brother Christian saying gags self.
Look now.
He doesn't like it very much.
That's fair.
Which is fair. He grew up with me wearing it, so he just came accustomed to going, ew. And he works in fashion, so I respect his opinion. So the final result was 76.9% of people said nope.
Look now.
And then 23.1% said skirt.
That's an improvement.
Let's move on to, oh, this is a funny one. I got some really great responses. Socks and Velcro sandals.
Oh,
Mayhaps
not.
I feel like Comfortability-wise, yes.
Mayhap.
Fashion-wise,
like a socks and a slide. Not. Like I can get behind that.
I see that a lot.
Just going to the store, just going to the bodega, looking really cute.
It's like I guess it's the equivalent of wearing UGG boots with a, look, like a I'm normal like a outfit.
I couldn't even wear UGG boots to be comfortable.
But they're so comfy. They do. You do get kind of like really warm though. Like it overwhelms.
Those little sheep feet. Like I think UGG will pay us. Like bear.
Moo cow, bear hair.
Bear hair.
Bear hair.
Okay.
All right, we'll go to what people said in the survey. Here are some answers for yes. Christoph says, yeah, this is a very normal thing to do. So comfortable. Grace says, I'm fucking lazy, man. Sure, it's not really fashion. It's more a reflection on me holding my life together. But to hell with taking off the socks. I've warmed up for the last hour. And to hell with shoelaces.
To hell with shoe. I love laces. I love lace on everything.
Even clothes?
Oh, yeah. A lace-up top.
Ooh.
I have, like, a pair of flares that lace up.
Oh, that's cute.
That's pretty, like,
very
Christina Aguilera.
Yes, 100%. And then Dave says, is this the same as slides and socks? Either way, it screams, I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm comfortable. Another one is Leah saying, when I see it, I smile because of how ugly but comfortable they are. People are made, they're like, really,
you know,
persuading
just be comfy.
Me.
I love that. You just do
live
it.
Life,
just
of course.
Do it.
And finally, Obi-Wan Kenobi, aka Maddie, says no. But I stand the grandpas who can pull off this look.
Oh yes, my jadur, go jadur.
What?
That's my grandfather. That's how you say it in Arabic.
How interesting.
Jadur.
And then she says, plus socks and slides are practically the same thing.
Yeah,
and people
fair.
Do that a lot.
I like socks and slides. Yeah. I'm about it. I said that.
But if you did the survey, you would see the picture that I was referring
oh,
to.
Like it was probably atrocious. It was like Shrek on a cold day.
Yeah, basically. It was like white socks with brown bulky sandals.
Yeah, that's my.
That's not a good look. But like, what people are referring to, and realistically, what people would wear, that those were the answers for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go on to people who said no. Declan says, "Sorry, I'm not a dad." Zen says, we'll definitely wear if I become a dad. My brother says, hi, granddad? Question mark. Emily says, this screams taking the bins out / gardening, dad, not a cute look. And Anon says, so gross. Throw up face emoji.
Fair.
Yeah. So the final results were 53.8% said, no. So majority of people wouldn't wear it, which
look,
is good.
That's fair, but you're going to be wanting to go down to the Coles and you're going to be like, I'm not putting on those shoes.
You're going to be that person.
You're going to put them on. And you're going to be like, oh, eating my words.
Yes, you're going to realize what you've been missing out on this entire time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to try it now.
Look, I always do it.
Really? You
I don't
do
it? I do it to tape, but like, I'm just like, oh, let's just
yeah, when you just want to, yeah. All right, so I did add a little bonus question to the end of my survey. So it's, asking any embarrassing fashion story or choice you cringe thinking about.
Oh, some embarrassing. Oh, 2015 circa. Maybe it was 2016. Mm. Could have been more recent. It was like I was just starting to get like back into grunge music.
Yeah. Ugh.
Love that for me. And I decided to do the whole Instagram grunge thing and wear fishnets with like mom jeans and like a cropped panty. And there's just this one photo and it's just so like Tumblr circa 2015,
oh
16. And it's like, God, that's embarrassing. Me and my friends just like.
So you find that embarrassing, but not. Other things you should find embarrassing.
Look, I find that embarrassing because, like, it's just so far from what I am now. And it's,
sure,
like,
okay.
The kind of thing me and my friends laugh at. We're just like, oh, my God, mom jeans and fishnets. Like, Come on.
Yeah. I remember the one that didn't last very long.
No, it didn't.
No.
It became the new basic really quick.
Yeah. Can completely agree with that. All right. Let's listen. Let's read what some of the people said in the survey.
I'm ready.
Some funny stories. Gina says, thick white headbands were just not good.
Look, I want one of those. I'm going out to buy one of those today.
Yes.
We were literally talking about it.
How funny.
Look, now I can rock it.
You can. I think you can. Grace says, boys with jeans that are too short at the ankle. They're wearing white socks and runners. In brackets, she says, and you've really found a winner if they're also wearing a Star Wars graphic t-shirt. With all that mess.
What men are you talking to?
And then like, in two brackets, she says, on the first date. obviously she went on a date with someone she shouldn't have gone on a date with.
Look now. Is this Gina?
This is Grace.
Oh, this is not Gina.
No.
Grace.
We pray for you. All right. Another story we have here is from Zen. He says, I once went to a lesbian wedding wearing black shoes with a brown belt. I got absolutely roasted by all the gays.
Look now, gays just need to keep their opinions to themselves.
I think they just happen somehow in their biology, in their makeup. They just know fashion.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, like I don't like the kind of like I guess queer you just style.
Have, well, that's because you're not.
I just feel like
that.
I just feel like I like slutty things.
Well, that's just different. Everyone has, like me, what they wear is good. I would never wear that.
Yeah.
But it's fashionably, technically, inside the rules of fashion, good. Have you seen Queer Eye?
Oh my God, I hate that show.
Oh my God! I'm interviewing the wrong person.
I'm
not interviewing him. Guesting.
Guesting the wrong person right now. Right, not a fan.
Well, at least we have conflicting opinions.
Yeah.
People listening will be like, it's amazing.
Look, who do I think has the best style? I think black women have the best style. I love that, like, ghetto fabulous kind of thing going on.
Nice, yeah, I get that. Another story from Obi-Wan Kenobi, a.k.a. Maddie. Just said there's a whole show. The fact that I ever wore hot pink. I can't pull that off. Also, layering a skirt with flare jeans, big no-no.
I kind of love that.
I can relate.
Look, I want to see Mel in that. I'm going to say it again. I'm putting it out there.
Oh, no. Everyone's going to chase after me for a pic.
I'm excited.
Anon says, my entire childhood / teenage years. Christian, my brother, says, orange all over.
Oh, orange can be kind of no. I don't know.
He was like 7 wearing matching orange shirt and shorts.
Look now.
It was embarrassing.
She's looking like a glass of juice.
Like a pumpkin. Like an orange on a human. That is it. Full survey says, questionable fashion trends.
It was fun.
Lots of opinions were shared. Thank you to everyone who did the survey. I really enjoyed what everyone had to say this week. Lots of variety. Lots of fun, really. It's good to look back, have a little throwback to our younger selves and what we wore.
Which is a lot of my current stuff.
Which is what Ty is just bringing it back. He's starting that trend. So don't forget to follow my blog, surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com. The new survey will be posted tomorrow. If you could please fill it out, your answers are greatly appreciated. There will also be links to my Twitter, at Mel Maltby Radio, and my Facebook page, which is also just Mel Maltby Radio. Where can people find you, Ty?
Tyra Skanks on Instagram, with a 4 instead of an A.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Ty, for being a part of this episode.
Thank you for letting me.
Don't forget to check out our progress on our online zine called Scan Me.
Scan Me.
Scanmezine.wordpress.com.
You can find that on Instagram as well.
And Instagram as well. All the links will be in this blog post, as I already mentioned, my website.
Super fun.
So a new episode will be up in a fortnight. Not sure what the theme is yet. You can find out on the website. If I said that one more time, I swear to God. Basically, go to the website. All the information
go
is there.
Go to the website.
This has been another episode of Survey Says. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.